Trey Moore is the KHOI intern. He brings you Ames Untold. Just as a point of reference, during this following interview, Trey and the folks he's interviewing are going to be referring to the Divine Nine, which is the Black Greeks at ISU, and they talk a lot about HBCUs. If you have not been familiar with this term, it's an acronym for Historically Black Colleges and Universities. So, Trey, take it away.
KHOI, Ames Community Radio, KHOI. Trey Moore here with another episode of Ames Untold. Today we'll be peering into Black Greek life on Iowa State University's campus. What is it like being a part of a historically Black Greek fraternity or sorority? We're going to get into that today. We have two guests, one from one of the fraternities and one from one of the sororities. Let's get into it. Holding space, community, and tradition. And today we have an AKA here with us, Miss Sydney. I'll let her introduce herself.
Hey, everybody. My name is Sydney Harmon. So I am currently here, a graduate student, and I am a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. I currently serve as a MPHC Divine Nine advisor here on campus. So I'm really excited to speak today.
So Sydney, joining a Black sorority, what was the thought process that led you to making the decision of this was the type of organization you wanted to join, and why specifically Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated?
Yeah, so my pathway into joining a Divine Nine organization actually is somewhat a little bit different than others. So my family has a lot of background in Greek life. So my mother and my grandmother are a member of my organization, as well as my father being a member of a D9 fraternity as well. So really I was exposed to Black Greek life at a very young age, really, at birth. And to me, that influenced a lot of why I joined Greek life, but also I kind of made my own decision and had my own thoughts too. So for me, it was really seeing the sisterhood that I grew up with, and seeing the connections that the members of Alpha Kappa Alpha had, and just being supportive throughout their entire lives. I grew up seeing that. But another thing for me, it was really the networking opportunities. I think wherever you go, no matter where you move across the country, you're going to be able to find those members of your organization. And this is across all of D9, I would say. You can go anywhere and find people who are going to be willing to support you and help you, whether that's professionally, whether that's in your academics, or whether it's just really getting you connected, to a new environment. So I really, valued that. And then also seeing the role models. A lot of my role models and a lot of the role models of some of my other Black peers were members of D9 organizations. And seeing that, they just did a lot of work with youth. And really that's my drive in life, is to serve youth and be that role model. So that's some of the reason why I decided to jump into Greek life in general, specifically my organization too, because obviously educational advancement is one of the values, I think, of all D9 organizations, but specifically with AKA, there's an emphasis on more than just education, but when you think about just socially just and global awareness and environmental ownership, so it really encompasses all, and service to mankind is one of our models, and I see that all across all the target areas that we try to reach.
Would you be able to go into the Black sorority experience on Iowa State's campus?
Yeah, so I actually went to, my undergrad was at Denison University, but obviously being in grad school here, I'm exposed to Greek life, Black Greek life here, and I work specifically with the sororities on campus. And what I see is that really when you go into any leadership organization, any Black organization, you're going to see that most of those leaders are Black women, and a lot of those Black women are members of D9 sororities. So just seeing that leadership, I think, is really prevalent on campus here at Iowa State when you think about D9 organizations. Then also, I see that they're just every member of any D9 sorority is supportive of one another. I think there's this perception that everybody's beefing, or maybe it's AKAs and Deltas don't like each other, or, oh, everybody's fighting for the same members. But no, what I see is that, everybody is really, every member of a sorority, AKA when you think about Deltas, when you think about Zetas, when you think about SG Rose, they're all at each other's programs. They're all promoting each other's programs. And I think that's what I value most about Greek life, D9 life here at Iowa State.
And could you speak on how that this experience would maybe contrast an experience at an HBCU or a more heavily black populated campus?
Yeah, so actually, one thing that I didn't mention in my previous answer and that relates to this question is that numbers are small. We're in the middle of Iowa. The black population is scarce in itself. So the chapters range from about 2 members to about 6 or 7. So I think that speaks to any predominantly white institution. You're going to see those lower numbers when you look at D9 organizations. So with that, it helps for that tight-knit, close community, that supportive community within D9 and within D9 sororities specifically. But I think that differs when you go to a HBCU. You'll see that sometimes their chapter sizes are between, 20 to sometimes 100 members. And so that makes it a lot harder to really connect with the different sororities within D9 that you're going to have on campus. And you might be a little bit more limited to supporting other members of your chapter rather than supporting all D9 sororities overall. So that's one of the major differences. But to highlight the positive differences is that at a HBCU, you have a lot more resources to put on programs. You have a lot more resources to reach the entire black community because it's the whole school is a black community, so people are a little bit more invested in coming to programs. So it's just at a smaller school, at a predominantly white school, yes, it's a tight-knit community. You're closer, but when you go to HBCU, I think Greek life in general is a little more prevalent in everyday life. So you might go to the dining hall and see people strolling or stepping, but you step into the Memorial Union, you're not necessarily going to see the D9 organization strolling and stepping and doing their calls just because it's not a regular kind of practice. So those are the major differences that I would see when looking at D9 sororities and D9 in general.
Could you list the active sororities on Iowa State's campus?
Yeah, so I mentioned them briefly before, but I'll talk about them a little bit more in depth. So for Alpha Kappa Alpha, Eta Tau is the chapter here, and this is actually a joint chapter between Drake and Iowa State. And then we have the Delta, so Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, and that is the Phi chapter. And that's really unique because they're a single-letter chapter, which means they're one of the first to be created in the United States, and they're also a joint chapter with Drake and Iowa State. And then we also have Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, the Upsilon Nu chapter, and they're just here at Iowa State. They do a lot of programming. They actually have their Zeta Week right now. And then we have Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated, and this is Theta Psi chapter, and they are here at Iowa State's campus alone as well. They do a lot for the community. So all 4 of those organizations here, sororities here in D9, they do a lot of work. Even though they're small chapters, they're very strong when it comes to just impact in the community.
Is there something that you would like to make known to someone who doesn't know Black Greek culture or has maybe only seen it in movies and they don't understand it all the way? Is there something a couple of things that you wanted to either stereotypes that you want to shut down or anything that you just want to make known to someone who doesn't know the culture first and foremost?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. When I think about myths or stereotypes or just information that I think should be known that is not very well known about D9 organizations and sororities in general, is that they're not just, I think the perception of somebody who might not know a lot about Greek life is that they're not just doing work on campus, but they're going out into the community. They're doing programs for youth. They're going up and picking garbage out of highways, heavily populated highways. So a lot of what they're doing is not just on campus. You'll see them making an impact in the Ames area in Des Moines, sometimes going out of the state and doing some work to just better the community. So I think it's just a perception that they're only on campus doing programs based on community service and just talking about it rather than actually doing that work. So I think that's important to know. But then I talked about this a little bit before too, but the competition piece, you go to yard shows or you go to step shows and you might hear D9 organizations cracking jokes on one another and saying, oh, I'm the best organization and no other organization can top mine. And some of that is some friendly competition, and obviously that's healthy sometimes when you just want to have fun or battle a little bit. But most of the time, that's not all in seriousness. They're not actually having beef with one another. But they're really doing that because, just the pride, that they have in, well, that we have in our organizations. And that's just a way of showing that. But in all actuality, like I said, that support is there. 'Cause at the end of the day, as a Black community, we're not necessarily trying to put each other down. It's not that competition piece, but we're trying to build each other up no matter what organization you're in, because that was really what MPHC, Divine Nine organizations were founded on, was coming together and providing that space to just uplift other Black individuals in a time where there was a lot of segregation, in a time where they weren't welcomed into other organizations. So no matter the competition or the fake beef that you might see, really the purpose is just to uplift one another, no matter what organization you're a part of.
Thank you. And that was Sydney Harmon from Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated.
What's going on, man? This is Marcus Flynn. I crossed Zeta Kappa Lambda chapter spring 2017. Line name is Spoken Intellect. My line brother is Malik Burden.
And could you go into, what do you mean by line name? When you guys host your crossing ceremonies, why do you have a line name and how does that come about, if you can tell us that information?
So I guess a general description of it is, line name is pretty much given to somebody and it's supposed to kind of characterize like your experience as you're coming through the process, as well as like, I think with mine in particular, it was supposed to be significant of like who you become within the organization as well. And so I think it's somewhat contingent upon who's creating the name and what they want to put into it. But the person who created my name, I think it's a very thoughtful person, and they were thinking about how it could project into the future as well as represent the past.
And so those that bring you into the organization also pretty much help propel you to where you want to go. Just so our audience can get, we have an local Ames audience who may not really know the history of these Black Greek fraternities and sororities. So I got some basic questions to shed some light on this, and so they can kind of get a glimpse into this world and this culture that they may not know about. So joining a Black Greek fraternity or sorority, what was the thought process that led you to making this decision that this is something that I want to partake in?
Yeah, I think my process was somewhat similar to most people's. I came to college not knowing much about it, even though my father's in a member of Omega Psi Phi fraternity. I didn't know much about it growing up. I remember he used to wear a lot of purple and gold. Thought it was weird for grown men to wear that much purple. And I was like, man, this man, he must love the Lakers. Yeah. I don't really understand it. But I got exposed to it once I got to campus. I remember the first thing I saw was a Delta probate, and some of my friends were actually on that line. And from there, I just kind of grew an interest. I saw the probate, then I saw what my friends were doing on campus. And then really my personal interest, especially in Alpha, came from seeing the people who were like in upper level of administration and seeing that those type of people were attracted to the organization. And from there, I thought, okay, this organization is bringing in these people who are in the positions I kind of see myself in the future. I kind of want to align myself with that organization because there's something about it that's drawn in these common characteristics, and it's something I see in myself, but it's also something I want to develop. And I feel like if you want to develop certain traits, you should be around people who exude those. And so that was kind of how I was drawn, particularly to Alpha, but my interest in Greek life stemmed from kind of just seeing it in action. But I also never had interest in anything outside of Alpha. I couldn't imagine being any other organization, not trying to knock them, but I just never had any interest. Again, my father's a member of Omega Psi Phi. Never thought of it a day in my life. Never considered it. Just couldn't picture it.
And can you tell the audience about all the Black Greek fraternities, how many there are, and what are their names?
Yep, so there's Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. There's Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. There's Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. And then there's Iota Phi Theta Fraternity Incorporated. So there's four fraternities in the Divine Nine, which is the nickname for the National Paneletic Council.
And you were talking about how you're seeing a lot of faculty that were also from the organization. Would you say that Black Greek Life is an institution for producing great scholars and just successful students? It's a great institution for that?
Most definitely. I think if you look at, one, this university itself, so our Vice President of Student Affairs, Dr. Martino Harmon, is a member of Alpha Phi Alpha. Our Vice President of Diversity and Inclusion, Dr. Reginald Stewart, is another Alpha. Our Dean of Students, Dr. Vernon Hurt, another Alpha. The Assistant Dean of Students and the Director of Multicultural Student Affairs, soon to be Dr. Kenyatta Schamberger, is another member of Alpha Phi Alpha. So it's a lot of people in these senior level administrative positions are in this fraternity. I don't think that's by mistake. Even Dr. Harmon's predecessor was a member of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated, Dr. Thomas Hill, who now has an entire conference named after him. The Thomas L. Hill, which is the Iowa State Conference on Race and Ethnicity, is named after him. It's a lot of people who come to these organizations going to do good things because there's a lot of development. And it's also about network. You get to be around people who excel in the positions you kind of see yourself being in. And it really does help to be in those positions, to be around those people, to connect with those people, grow with those people, and do a lot of things.
Could you get into the Black Greek experience on a campus like ISU's? What has your experience been like as an Alpha on Iowa State campus, which is a PWI?
I think there's a lot of opportunity on campus. I think one of the things about Iowa State in particular, just because there's a small number of Black students, the organizations themselves tend to be smaller. So it creates a little bit more of like a burden of having to carry all this work and expectations and do all these things on campus. So there's opportunity to like have events. So there was a Miss Black and Gold pageant about a month ago. There's like different step shows, different opportunity for philanthropic events. So there's still, even though it's a small chapter, there's still the ability to do things on campus and still the opportunity to have impact, even though there's not big numbers.
Do you have peers that are Greeks on HBCU campuses or campuses with a bigger Black population that have told you about their experiences, and you could provide some contrast to what their experience is like on those campuses compared to Iowa State's?
Yeah, most definitely. I think one of the biggest differences is just the size of the Black community. And then I think, too, especially if you're at HBCU, the value system's a little bit different. And so it's a little bit more adulated to be in a Black fraternity on a Black campus because everyone really understands the significance of it. When you're at Iowa State, if you talk to somebody who's a Pike or a Sig Eps, a lot of times they're not familiar with what it is. And so you're surrounded by a lot of people who are kind of uninformed. But at a HBCU, everyone understands it. And the influence is even greater than it is here just because of more people. Even I named a few administrators, but even more administrators are affiliated. A lot of the students have family. And yeah, it's different. It's like a longer history of tradition. And there's usually a more prominent presence on campus than at a PWI when you constitute such a small number of the student body.
What does Black Greek Life mean to you and look like to you?
So I think Black Greek life can look a lot of ways. To me, though, I think one thing that's common among all Black Greeks, like an element of like brotherhood or sisterhood. So really having that bond among people who are in the organization. And then there's also like a service element to it. And so each of the fraternities does some philanthropic event and they do something. So with us, we have our national programs, and I'm pretty sure all the other ones have national programs as well. But they're all about doing service and advocating for a community at the end of the day. And I would say among all Greek orgs, that's the one thing that we have in common. We really look out for like that fraternal bond. And then we also look out for the community and doing things out in the for people as well.
What would you like those on the outside of this culture, unaware of this culture, to know about it? And how would you just like it to be painted? Like you said, there's people from some of the bigger non-NPHC fraternities, sororities, who don't really know about it. They don't understand why do you guys do the calls or the steps or, you know, the brotherhood or sisterhood essence of it. I guess, what do you want to tell them about your fraternity, kind of get a basic understanding of it?
Again, in general, one thing that all of the fraternity and sorority members have, or anyone who's in the Divine Nine, it's like really a passion for like community development, and it's really about pushing the needle and making sure that like community level initiatives are met. And it's a lot of work, and people are like really passionate about what they do. People who are in the organizations care a lot about them because it's it looks like a lot of fun from the outside when you see people like strolling and doing step shows, but there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes, and I think people fail to recognize that sometimes. And I think especially for people who are interested in joining one of the organizations, know that there is work that goes with it, but the work is impactful and it's meaningful. And so I definitely think it's worthwhile. I think people should recognize that Iowa State isn't entirely reflective of the entire Greek community across the country. Different areas, there's much heavier populations. But in general, I think Iowa State does a good job of representing, because everyone I could think of who's either an undergrad or grad school or professional staff, they represent their organization well, and they're really strong organizations in general.
And there you have it. We had Sydney Harmon representing the lovely ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. And we had the great Marcus Flynn representing the men of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Ames Untold, where we get into the untold and untouched topics of the city of Ames. Tune in next time.